This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, happy Friday, Friday indeed. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here on Big Bad Ben's Big Bad Birthday Celebration. A couple days early, our beloved Ben Higgins is turning 49 years old. Tomorrow? Sunday.
It's Sunday. Ben.
Sunday. I'll get it one of these years. One
but
of these
you're years, already well ahead of the pace.
Yeah, that's true.
From last year.
48 hours ahead, as it were. Welcome in. It's great to be
50
here.
50 and a half hours ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
And the man of the 4 hours, at least, today, Benjamin R. Higgins. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. I wanted you to open my present now.
Really?
Right
after
the shoot.
Right to start?
Yeah, because it's...
This is important.
It's something...
Wear during the show.
Yeah.
Halloween candy on top.
Yeah, a little. I put some of your faves in there.
Thank you. So Reese's. Oh, nice.
It's a Butterfinger. I know you like the Butterfinger.
Rip it open.
Oh,
I got new headphones.
Yes.
Nice. These will be going on in the next segment.
Just to set the stage for
awesome.
Everyone.
Thank
just
you.
To set the stage for every single person listening every day. Ben, professional broadcaster for.
25 plus years.
25 plus years. Every morning, Benjamin Higgins comes in here and he shuffles around for a while. And then he goes over to Paulie.
Yep. Comes over here. He's looking on the shelves.
He's back here looking like this. He's just like, anybody see those headphones? Which I think they're both. I think I bought.
I use
both
the community station
not, though,
headphones.
I think
I've always used the station headphones.
I think they're both mine at some point.
We have like one pair though that just kind of sit in the studio
yeah.
and they just get passed around.
It's like, yeah, it's like in baseball. You just grab whatever bat out of
no,
the rack.
Nobody
I
does have
my
that.
Own bat.
No,
I just look for one.
No.
It looks like this one looks right.
I can't find my glove. Let me just grab yours.
Literally,
this one about the right size. Fine, it works.
Literally,
it works.
Literally in baseball. If you just walked up in the dugout, if you decided to start playing adult league, and you just walked up into the dugout and were like, let's grab this one here. Oh, that looks good. And you snapped it. I mean, you'd be throttled. So they would absolutely murder you. So
I wouldn't take someone else's bat. There should be just like
a community bat
section.
Yeah, well, I mean, most guys buy their own bats or you know, set up other situations. But
Benny, you are a radio professional,
like
top rated, successful show.
Yeah.
You should have your own. Like I take mine
it feels
with me
like
every morning.
It feels like a big moment. Like I'm advancing to like okay, this is no longer
like
a hobby,
like a promotion.
This is now maybe a career.
It's the real deal
that I've made.
Just take care of your hobbies.
What a good
not
point.
Your hobbies,
what
your
a
profession.
Good what a good point here by Dominic in the chat. It says Ben won't eat work potluck food, but will. Use the funky community headphones.
Yeah.
It's so true. Has no problem doing it. None whatsoever.
It's fair.
Everybody else's earwax in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you scratch your butt, grab these, put them on. I saw somebody, like, fondling them on their you know, privates. I mean, you never know what's going on. You never know what somebody's done. Somebody could have worn those into the crapper before. You know, you just have no idea.
I don't know why you do that, but
I don't either. I don't know why you would, but you could. And so you've got your own now. Now I want to see how you. It's like my dad always used to. I got you your own blank. I want to see how you take care of it. So you know, like, hey, thanks for the gift and also the assignment of now. Now I know you're going to be hawk-eyeing me everywhere I go with my new whatever. And so, and I do it to my kids.
Do
too.
I need to like oil it or something? What's their headphones? What am I supposed to do? To take care of it.
Oh, God.
It's not like a myth. Like, hey, you got to break them in. You got to oil them.
That's just one of your best lines I think I've ever had in my life. I need to oil it after the show, Paulie. He's in there lightly polishing his headphones every day. Oh, that just got me, bro.
Just put them in their case after you're done.
Yeah.
Put the case in your backpack.
You got a backpack here.
You got a backpack.
Free backpack from Odyssey.
Your free backpack from Odyssey. I already broke mine, so thank you.
When that one breaks, I got mine. You can have that one as well.
I am absolutely dead. it reminds me of those. You guys, I promise you, somewhere in the either in a prominent position in your bathroom, or in a utility closet somewhere, you guys have a pair of plug-in wall clippers, WAHL, that maybe you tried to use on your pets, maybe you tried to use on your kids. My dad, for a hot minute when we were little, was like, I'm going to be cutting your hair.
Two haircuts for the kids back in the day and then realized, no, this is not going to work.
My dad was like, well, you're shaving your head mostly anyway. I can just do it. Yeah, then we saved the $13 or whatever it was when we were in seventh grade. But they give you that little thing of oil, that little tiny thing of oil that ends up floating around in your drawer for the next 30 years. And you never, like... I don't know where to put it. Where do I like? What am I supposed to be oiling? When you said that, it reminded me of watching my dad fumble around like trying to oil these clippers. I'm assuming it's like on the actual clippers
blade. I don't know. Or the gear? Is it for the machinery inside?
Yeah, I don't even know. I have no idea.
Just to be clear. Do not oil those headphones.
Yeah, don't oil them.
Don't put them in the oven.
Don't put them in the oven like a glove, like Hannah did, my wife. Oh, my God. Pine tar them up so they don't fall off.
Yeah, like Tatis in his helmet.
Yeah. So I wanted to get you something functional.
That is great. I love a functional gift.
He does. Yeah, this is good. The thing is about him is like, yeah, he knows he needs them, but he's not going to buy them. Because in his mind, he's like, I'm not spending that for someone. I can just find some here.
Or he'll do the $20 or $30 headphones.
And he'll have to do it three times.
That are going
to
break, you know.
Yeah.
Three pairs of headphones a year.
These are the good ones. I love these, man. I actually, Hannah bought me some different ones, and they're, I love you, babe, so much. It was so thoughtful, but they're terrible. And I've just gone back to the old Sonys, man. These things just don't miss.
Thank you for going with the traditionalist normal black, not some weird, strange color or anything.
Some weird
color. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know me.
My wife just said, what? And I told you that they're terrible. So now those headphones, though, that my wife gave me, we finally have a decent pair of guest headphones, because oftentimes we have guests in here, and
they don't know any better. They look cool. It's perfect for them.
Do we have those old headphones?
Oh, get the they're right there.
Oh, the nasty ones. You can show what they start looking like eventually when they fall apart.
The leather falls. Maybe we should be oiling the leather on here, or the pleather, as it were, because they turn into foam.
If you're watching on YouTube right now, these are the headphones that we used to have to give.
Yes. They're janky, man. They look like you pulled them out of a garbage can.
Yeah, they do look pretty nasty. I even wouldn't use those as community headphones.
It's bad.
Hannah's in the chat saying, I did a month of research on that, and I spent a grip. And then Jeter says, is Hannah bad at gifting? No, she's phenomenal. It's like her one miss in a decade. But well, I knew you'd like those. You know how I knew you'd like them? Because you've been using mine and everybody else's for years, and I'm glad you have your own. So again, I want to see how you.
I'm happy already.
I want to see how you take care of them.
They'll be here every day.
And Paulie and I have so much more for you today. How does it feel to be? You're not okay. Let's power of radio. We know your birthday's. You're not quite 49, but how does it feel to be knocking on the door?
It's it's, I like to say, the least consequential birthday of your life, right? It's the one right before the most consequential birthday of your life. I mean, other than like 21 or 16, perhaps, but it's been a long time since you felt one coming like 50. 30 and 40 are kind of big, but for me, I didn't really notice them that much. 50, obviously, though, is, that's something.
Monumental.
Which makes 49 really nothing. It's just the prelude to 50.
It's the opposite of like turning 21. Awesome. Turning 22, nobody cares.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a, I mean, this, it's been a great year, man. For me, I've been 49 since July. Maybe the best year of my life. I, you know, it takes a lot of work to have a good year. It's, it doesn't just always come easy, but 49's a good one. Our 50th year of life, as it were, Benny, but wanted to wish you a happy birthday. 833-288-0973, if you'd like to call and wish Ben a happy birthday as well.
Rafa says I need to write my name on the headphones. Like put a piece of masking tape
no
and then
help.
Write Ben on them to make sure that I don't lose them. I don't think you do that with headphones. I've never seen anyone
no.
with their name on their headphones.
It's hard, too, because they're cumbersome. So taking them in of cumbersome, they're thick and bulky, but... well, I'm glad you like them. Yeah, you can open them and wear them and try out the new ones for the show.
Before we go on... I do want to share something. The one thing that I really need for my birthday mm-hmm. that I cannot get is forgiveness for something that happened yesterday on the way home.
Hmm.
I was asked to pick up some extra candy for trick-or-treaters.
Sure. We ran out. Yep.
So I went to the Costco, which is right here in Kearney Mesa on the way home. It's the business Costco. And I thought, okay, cool. I'm going to be the cool guy. Get the full size. So I got full size Reese's
wow!
and I got gummy bears. So you can have your choice. You go fruity
wow.
or chocolatey. Spent a nice pretty penny on plenty of candy for the neighborhood kids because we've got a pretty busy neighborhood when it comes to candy. So I got enough for everybody. And then I was there, so I did a little other shopping to grab some stuff that we needed, including cranberry juice. You know, I like cranberry juice. My son likes cranberry juice. He said, hey, can you pick up, you know, they got the big 2-pack of Costco cranberry juice. So I go in the aisle that has the juices. And while I'm in that aisle, I'm pulling up to the juices. And someone, and I did not notice that, but someone, you know how you sometimes you grab something and you decide you don't want it, but you don't want to go all the way back to where it was.
No, I don't know that because I'm not a monster.
And they had put it back precariously near the cranberry juices. And I guess I didn't see it because when I grabbed the cranberry juice, it knocked this other item off. What it was a 2-pack of 64-ounce mango nectar, which both of them exploded onto the floor at Costco. If you have... I don't know that you can even imagine what 128 ounces of mango nectar over the aisle at Costco could possibly look like. It was like the Ten Commandments when they like part the seas, but sticky, thick mango nectar. And there's nothing I can do about it at this point
it's down.
Alert an employee and go,
hey, sorry.
Someone did this. I found it, but it wasn't me.
You said that? No, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
All right. If you work at that Costco, I'm going to need you to pull the tape of the actual offender. The actual offender. Now,
so bad.
To your credit.
Goodness.
So just thick mango nectar
yeah.
flowing.
Just the whole aisle.
Flowing
like just
through.
Everywhere.
They're like, unbelievable.
They're going to need like a putty knife to like scrape it all up. Like a regular mop
won't
do.
Worst possible thing.
Here's a question for a grown adult. Why didn't you just say, hey, sorry about this? they're gonna arrest you.
I know. But I just didn't want to own it at that moment. I mean, again, it was in the wrong place. It wasn't even in the mango nectar spot.
That doesn't
it was
matter, though.
Sitting you precariously on top of the cranberry juice, and I was the one who knocked it over, though.
So you knocked it over, and then you didn't cop to it.
No, I did alert someone.
You did alert someone.
I just found this in the aisle. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
You didn't find a murder, man. You
it
just
looked
knocked
like a murder scene, a big yellow
you just
murder scene.
Did Ben tell anyone to roll away? No, he did tell someone.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't matter who did it as long as you alerted. You didn't run from the problem.
I didn't run from it.
I often sit in the parking lot You know what we do when we like get in the car? We always like look at our phones. Everyone looks at their phones for like a good 3 to 4 minutes before they actually leave to go anywhere. I will sit in the parking lot of Vaughn's in Encinitas, and I will watch. I will watch. I will watch the human condition at work, and I will watch a grown-ass man or a grown-ass old lady wheel her cart out, unload her groceries. I will watch her look to one side, look to the other side, and then leave her cart right in the middle of the parking spot. I then sometimes will get out, walk over, grab said cart, and put it away. We are society. We are a society. We need each other to function. Do your part. You did your part. You just lied about
it. I mean, my part,
you're
really, I should be like grabbing the mop and like doing it myself, but I don't think that's
not
going to happen. They're not going to want you to do that.
They don't want you doing that.
I get that.
Because you could get hurt.
I've seen on the internet, and I think this makes a lot of sense to me, that the putting back of the shopping cart is the true
It's a measure
of whether you're a good person.
It's
because
absolutely true.
It's unquestionably the right thing to do. Everybody agrees that it is. There's no cost to it.
Nope.
But there's also no punishment if you don't.
Correct.
So it really truly just comes down to whether you're willing to function in a society.
Yeah. Are you a part
and
of
do
this?
It. Are you a part of it
are
or not?
Are you a part of this or are you
no
not?
No one's going to track you down if you don't.
Nope.
They're not going to ban you from the store. You can do it every single time and just leave it there. It's simply a function of whether you're, you know, a good member of society or not, that you return your shopping cart. At least the corral.
Here it is. Do you give an ass about other people? If you do, then you will put it back. If you don't, then you won't. We get it. Somebody said Kimberly Hunt should do a spot. Like, okay, we've caught our own Ben Higgins on camera spilling this nectar all over the floor. It took a lot of balls for you to admit that. I will tell you that this morning. Because as many people listen,
I know.
We can have that tape by the end of the show. Watching him, Paulie, like panic.
I'll pay whatever you want.
Whatever the
ransom is for that video, that security footage from Costco.
Bro, at least you...
We got you.
At least you told somebody... It's so funny that he's 49 years old. He won't admit, hey, I dropped this. It's a lot. This is 64 ounces, my jug of water. So two of these flowing hot
nectar. Well,
lava
I will say
nectar.
That the fact that I didn't have like another mango nectar in my cart, like, oh, well, you clearly were buying that. I wasn't buying it.
You weren't buying it.
It wasn't even in the right spot. It was just there. It was like, I think I can at least sneak off without copping completely to this one on my own.
All right, Chris says he's got connections at Costco. We have Costco. We have connection at Costco. Our buddy Jordan, our third baseman.
Oh yeah,
Jordy works at Costco. He works at the one up north though. But Jordan makes some calls.
Yep.
See if you guys can pull the tape. But probably about anywhere between 10 and 11 yesterday.
Yeah, probably be about 10:50 yesterday morning. 10:45, 10:50 yesterday morning.
Okay. And that's the one in Kearney Mesa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Costco Business Center on Convoy.
If we find that, it would be the highlight of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Benny. We've got more surprises in store for you today.
We do need to let him know about one of our surprises early on. So on our rundown, Ben, typically we just wait until the segment before you figure things out and figure out what we're doing.
Right.
7:35, it just says Ben's special segment.
Yes, Ben's special segment.
Do we want to let him know what that is now?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, Benny. It's a little bit of a homework task, but we're letting you know a little over an hour in advance, 7:35, you can do whatever
anything
you want. You can talk
day.
About golf. You can talk nice. About your calves. You could book a guest.
Ooh.
Whatever you want to do at 7:35, that's our long primetime segment. It's all yours, buddy.
All right. I'm going to be thinking for the next few minutes.
Didn't want to put you on the spot, obviously. We couldn't do it right before the commercial
break.
Well,
I sort of feel like, I can. This is a good day for me to just have a good time, right?
Today's your fun day.
Right, you set the menu then when we come back.
Oh, my God. I set the menu. All right. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. I'll be checking in for one.
When we come back. You're teasing that.
What am I doing?
It's coming up next.
Seconds. All right. I got it.
Coming up next, Woods sets the menu for my birthday.
There we go.
My birthday special day, and if you want to call in, you can. 833-288-0973. Kelly's got some traffic. Oh, man, I hope it is better than yesterday.
No kidding, man.
2 hours and 15 minutes to get to Channel 10.
We'll talk about that for sure.
Yesterday, if you were stuck in it, you know what I'm talking about. And if you were living near the fire, I'm sure it's even worse for you. Hopefully you're back in your home right now, but we can talk about that coming up as well. We'll be right back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Petco Park, Dia de los Deftones, going to be going down. I think they've released some more tickets. Go get those today if you want to go see a really, really good festival curated by Deftones tomorrow. I'm going to be there with the little guy. Can't wait. Look forward to it every year. They do a beautiful job. My son, Bo, is 6, and he's actually today working on, they have the Ofrenda there. And he's going to make an ofrenda of all this pets that we lost, and he's going to put Peter in it, and the whole thing is really, really sweet. So we're going to go put it in the actual ofrenda. He wants to get his face painted, Dia de los Muertos style, and I have no idea how to do it. So hopefully they have some face painters there. Do you know
how to
do it?
No, I have no idea how to.
It's very cool and very involved.
Paint faces.
Nor do I. And I just don't feel like he's going to be patient enough to sit it out.
It's very sweet of Bo to... You know, obviously he loved his pets and to remember Peter.
He does all the time.
I don't know that I don't want to be combined with pets. If you want ever two of mine, I just.
Well, today we're going to do a birthday for you and anybody else famous, Pauly, that is up that we can do today. You want the whole, you want just your
I
face.
I want my own, yeah.
Well, if it were me that passed away, he probably would, but. Peter is part of all of the, you know, we lost his fish this year. It was the one that messed him up maybe the most. So we'll do a little ofrenda picture and take it with us to the show. And really excited. But again, yeah, they have released some tickets. So I think you could probably go to Padres.com. No, not Padres.com. Just Google Dia de los Deftones. It's 2024.
Might be Padres.com.
Usually concerts.
Yeah.
Usually
concerts.
Somewhere. The subsection of the Padres.com website for events at Petco Park. So how did Halloween go at the Woods house? And do we have any update on Halloween practical jokes?
She's in the process right now. So it's touch and go. All it's right. Dicey. Last night was spectacular. I hope everyone out there had a really nice Halloween. I did not expect to get emotional on Halloween, but I did. And maybe you can relate to this. And maybe parents can relate. Go out, the neighborhood goes crazy. It's like Mardi Gras in our neighborhood. Really, truly. I mean, there's like bumping music. It's smoke machines everywhere. One guy has a cotton candy stand. So he'll actually sit there and all the kids eat it. They're cracked out of their minds. It's hysterical. But Bo and two of his little buddies, Jackson and Cal, we're standing out in the street. And he looks at me and he goes, Dad, can I go trick-or-treating with them? And I go, alone? And he's like, just can we go like by ourselves? And I go, uh-huh. And it hit me. And I watched them walk down the street like arm in arm. It was over. I'm wiping tears from my face. I'm like, it's good. It's good. It's just him wanting a little bit more independence. And then, like,
you fast forward, like, picture sending him off to college already. Like, this is it. This
I was
is,
a wreck, bro.
This is the start.
I was a straight up mess. And I'm watching them kind of walk down the street, arms around each other, buddies, playing, having fun. And, like, you know, he's looking over his shoulder to make sure I'm there, but also that I'm not too close. And so it just, last night was a night that it hit me. I go, this little dude has his own friends and he's got his own life. And yeah, he obviously needs me to like pay for stuff and, you know, read him stories and be his dad. But he also is like yearning for a little bit of independence. And it just was just one of those cool dad moments. So it was really special. Then they come home. So I walked Cal home because he had a curfew, 7. Which was my curfew as well. I said, I'm happy to walk Cal home. So I walked Cal home. I went on, continued to our house. They showed up about, I went and watched some of the football game. About 30, 45 minutes later, they come walking in the door. They were great. Then I hear from Taylor's room. He's sobbing. What's up, buddy? I don't want Halloween to last forever. And I go, oh, man, I'm so sorry. He goes, I want to do it every night. And I go, yeah. Listen, it's going to lose some of its luster.
Take him trick-or-treating in March.
See how it goes. What happens. See how it goes. Just running up to people's houses like, we're having dinner. Can I help you? And he's like, trick-or-treat. He actually told one lady, trick-or-treat, smell my feet. And it was hysterical. So he was weeping. I like soothed him last night to be like, buddy, your birthday's next week. We got a bunch of stuff. And he's like, that made him a little feel better. But he goes, I want to do it forever. I want to do it every night. He was so upset that it was over. So I'm sure he's going to be asking about his candy pretty soon. So it was great, man. It was a really special night, and they crushed it. It was fun. They were really, really good. So piece of cake. We ran out of candy at our house. We have a camera, you know. We ran out of candy in about 4 minutes. So I had to go back and refill it, but it was low-key.
Did you partake in any of the candy last night?
Bo was snagging me some Almond Joys. Because I'm one of 12 people on the planet that actually like Almond Joy. So he was grabbing me. I had a few of those, but didn't overindulge.
No, I just had a Twix at work.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, the work communal candy in the big bucket in the newsroom.
Now that you will eat.
All right.
Because it's wrapped.
Twix. It's wrapped. Yeah. That's different, obviously. Paul, any Halloween experiences for you guys? You weren't going to give out candy.
We did the bucket, the bowl out on the other side of the gate. And, you know...
Low-key.
Pretty low-key night after that. I stole like 3 of the single Kit Kat bars.
Nice.
Out of the bag.
Nice.
And
how
Reese's.
Are you finding the quality of the Kit Kat?
Love a Kit Kat.
Right. I do too. I did. Are you finding the quality of the Kit Kat is different than it used to be?
I can't remember the last time I had a Kit Kat before last night, and the 3 or 4 that I had were totally fine.
Okay. Tastes like a Kit Kat. Because we got one early. And Bo said, you want to split this with me? There's the two bars.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'll split it with you. And it was like gray. And I bit into it. I went, I said, I think this is from Halloween 1986.
Might have been a bad one.
I think I got a bad one. I feel like the last few that I've tasted haven't tasted the same as when we were kids. They've taken some of the bad stuff that actually made it taste better out of a lot of candies. So candies are tasting different now.
That is sometimes the problem.
Yeah.
That We remember the taste of things that were filled with stuff that probably we wouldn't want to be having in our body, but because that's the nostalgic taste that we remember,
yeah.
When you take it away,
doesn't taste good.
It doesn't seem like it's right anymore.
Yeah, it's exactly
when it's
right.
Actually probably better.
You're not going to mistake it for anything healthy, for sure, but
that's
there's
true.
A different taste, there's a different almost texture to it than there used to be. So I just wanted to know if you had also noticed that, Paulie.
Had not.
Today on the program, we're going to be celebrating Ben the entire show today. We have a lot of fun stuff planned. And, of course, the hot stove is already bubbling in Major League Baseball. Had a move yesterday we want to talk about. Keith Law has his new predictions for the free agents and where they're going to go. And we're going to wrap up the season with our pals from Cespedes Family Barbecue. We're going to be talking to Jordan Schusterman at 8 o'clock. And other than that, man, we're going to have a Rindle report. We got some fun Ben highlights. We have
We got some gifts.
We have don't look over there. We have so many gifts.
You can look.
I saw them when I came in. There's gifts
you can't
behind
see
me.
Anything.
I mean, like
more than I would expect since there's only 2 of you and 1 of me.
A trough of gifts.
And there's a lot of gifts back
probably
here.
Between 30 and 40 gifts.
Yeah, still left to open today. It's going to be a good one.
See, now, if you just said you and Paul had gotten me these headphones together, I would be perfectly happy.
You're going to
not need anything else at all.
You're going to be elated.
Perfectly happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. we'll go through some of our favorite moments with Benjamin, of course, on his birthday. And then Ben at 7:30 is going to have Ben's fun special segment.
It's kind of weird being on the other end of this. We, Woods and I, have no idea what this is going to be.
I have no idea.
Honestly, neither do I at this point.
Yeah,
so that's good.
We've got an hour to figure it out. All right, stick around with us. It is Ben and Woods. We will talk some hot stove. The GM not waiting at all to make some moves. We'll get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Leodalis De Vries, who yesterday became the youngest player to hit a home run in the Arizona Fall League since Bryce Harper in 2010.
Good company.
Yeah, he and Ethan Salas, I believe, are the two youngest players right now competing in the Arizona Fall League. And Salas has been doing great, even after a season, Woods, in which offensively he didn't actually kill it. Everyone said his defensive skills, his catching, next level for a kid at just 18 years old, now 19, I think. But offensively, he definitely had his struggles this year, mostly at high A. But in the Arizona Fall League, he's been on point, and that's a higher level of competition generally than you find in the minor leagues. It's top prospects. It's guys who are a little bit older, closer to the big leagues, and he's done fantastic. And then last night, yesterday, DeVries went deep for the first time, and he has continued to show the promise that is why I think inside the Padres organization, probably internally, their top prospect is DeVries, maybe a little further away from the big leagues than Salas because he's so young. But two guys that remain very intriguing and a reason for optimism in the future for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I talked to somebody that covers a lot of the Arizona Fall League, and I'm not trying to throw cold water on anything. They did say it's obviously a really great league, and it's good for development. Certainly, he said that as far as the pitching goes, they will have their pitchers actually try,
that's a good point.
We're going to work on your changeup here. Right. And it may not be their, they're working on their secondaries. Again, not to throw cold water on it.
Sometimes, like you'll see in spring training.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm only throwing fastballs today.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not going to be great for results, but it's what I need to work on.
And
I remember when Alek Manoah, remember when he had a meltdown or something happened and everybody thought the Blue Jays were mad at him, and they sent him
to the rookie league.
League, the rookie league, or whatever. And everyone's like, "Wow, they really hate him. That's a demotion." They're like, "No, actually, we specifically want him to work on this one mechanical thing, and that's where you do it."
Yeah, and I remember he got torched for seven runs, and everyone's like, "Oh, he's toast." And he's like, "Bro, I was literally just throwing fastballs in this new two seamer that they want me to work on." He actually, the guy I was talking to said, "Yeah, man, Jacob Marcy, he had an OPS of 1500 in the Arizona Fall League, and he got to A or double A last year and just was terrible. But listen, baseball's a really hard sport to move up through the ranks, and you got to build confidence somewhere. Doesn't really matter. I still got to put the bat on the ball. I got to hit it out of the yard. I got to make the plays. I'm really high on DeVries, and so is every person I've talked to within the organization, Benny. He's young. I think for him, it's going to be one of those situations of maturity, right? I mean, he's 18, 19 years old or whatever.
And not that there's been any reason to question. This isn't a Matt Bush situation where this kid needs to mature and grow up. It's simply a lack of life experience. When he came to the Padres the first time after he signed, it was the first time he'd ever even gotten on an airplane life. So obviously there's some real world and life experience that kind of goes along with not just becoming a big leaguer, the baseball experience that you need, but just like the rest of us, you can't grow up until you actually, age a little bit. And that's part of it. But yeah, I've heard nothing but good things. So quick update from the Arizona Fall League. Now the World Series isn't even cold yet. And GMs were already starting to make moves yesterday.
Honest answer. How jealous were you? Because I was insanely jealous.
You wanted a move,
man.
You wanted something.
God, bro. Are you kidding?
AJ, sleep at the wheel already.
I'm like, what are we doing? Hello? Anybody? Anybody home? Anytime there's movement and we're not involved in it, especially in the off season, I'm like, all right, what are we doing?
The Ben and Woods Show of Anaheim has a lot to talk about this morning.
They're super excited.
Not a blockbuster, but a significant move that kicked things off yesterday. We'll get to some of the early hot stove news right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, I was driving home after Costco yesterday, and I heard the breaking news on the Annie and Elston program that the Atlanta Braves and Los Angeles Angels had already pulled off a trade. And my first thought is, no, it's too early. You just can't start like that. But you can. There's no reason you can't get going and start making moves for the next season.
Well, the funny thing is, it came out from a source. I can't remember who it was, but it came out from a source that isn't like, it's not Jeff Passan. Right? It wasn't Jeff Passan. So I was like, this is BS. This couldn't have happened already. And sure enough, you know, Passan follows it up later. And it was the Atlanta Braves sending Jorge Soler, designated hitter Jorge Soler, to the Anaheim Angels in exchange for righty Griffin Canning. And I saw Braves fans weren't super upset when they got the full terms of the deal, because the Braves just unloaded Jorge Soler and got a potential probably fifth starter for their rotation, or a depth piece type person in Griffin Canning, a higher ceiling type candidate. But they unloaded $26 million from their payroll and to free them up for other moves in the offseason. And it does kind of beg the question, what are the Angels doing?
As we ask
most offseason.
Well, I mean, Jorge Soler is not... in terms of just player for player, if you said they were both free,
yeah,
you'd probably go the Angels got the better of that deal.
Potentially.
Jorge Soler is a better player than Griffin Canning. Now, when you add the money to it, it makes you feel like the Braves got the better end of this trade.
Yeah, he was kind of it. The way that some of the Braves fans described Jorge Soler was he was kind of unnecessary as he was a DH, and that's what Marcell Ozuna is, and they're going to pick him up on $16 million club option, and he's a better option defensively. Had a decent second half of the season, Benny. Had 15 of his 21 homers in 386 plate appearances. But what they think about Griffin Canning is that they can, I mean, he ate 127 innings in 23, had a little bit better strikeout and walk rates, and they think that he's a project. But they have a good rotation right now with A.J. Smith-Shawver, who we saw in the playoffs, that young kid, Ian Anderson, Bryce Elder, Hurston Waldrep. And they've got some guys that are probably going to leave in free agency and Max Fried. They need arms.
It's interesting because I was looking back at the trade deadline as I was kind of going through my notes. I saved all the moves from the trade deadline. I was about to delete them, and then I started just looking through them.
Smart.
And
that's
I know,
Benny, man.
I noticed, well, I noticed there was a pattern that – if you look at the moves that were made at the trade deadline, the teams that did better at the trade deadline were the ones who did better in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was pretty clear. I mean, starting with the Dodgers, you know, the moves that they made, like picking up Jack Flaherty and Tommy Edman, that really helped them, especially in the postseason. Two guys that were very critical to their run.
How many teams pick up at the deadline
Kopech,
their Game 1 World Series starter?
Right, and Kopech,
about their National League Division Series MVP.
Yeah. And one of their most key members of the bullpen. The Padres, obviously, did really well at the trade deadline with Tanner Scott and Brian Hoeing and Jason Adam and Martin Perez. I mean, that was critical for the Padres to make their run into the playoffs. But even look at teams like the Mets. You know, they got Ryan Stanek. The Guardians got Lane Thomas. He ended up hitting a giant home run for them in the postseason. The Yankees obviously picked up Jazz Chisholm Jr., who wasn't great for them, but did hit a home run in the World Series at some point. I mean, most of these guys that were picked up at the deadline, the Astros, Yusei Kikuchi was a big pickup for them. It was a pretty successful trade deadline this year for teams that were looking to add pieces for playoff runs. Like, a lot of teams did really well at the trade deadline this year.
And you think about some of the teams that were in the postseason that, like, we had everything we needed. We really did. We picked up every single thing we needed, helped propel us to as far as we got, which was not far enough. But AJ did a great job at the deadline. And obviously Andrew Friedman did a phenomenal job at the deadline, especially since he picked up Kopech and Edmund for literally nothing. I mean, nothing. Just spare parts. We actually gave a decent amount of prospects. That's not really something AJ's too worried about, replenishing the prospects. He's done a great job at that. But you look at a team like the Guardians, and you're like, bro, you took the Yankees. I mean, you played the Yankees tough. You have to look back at that and go, why did we only add Lane Thomas? Why didn't we go out and get a Kopech? Imagine Kopech on their team. Imagine Tommy Edman on their team. Imagine any of the guys. Imagine Tanner Scott or Adam, Jason Adam. Like, all of these moves, it really behooves you, if you think you can do it, to make some strong moves. And Lane Thomas at the deadline wasn't going to be enough to get them over the hump.
No, I mean, even... like Jesse Winker, like contributed for the Mets in the postseason, and then the teams that didn't do that well at the trade deadline, like the Mariners getting Randy Arozarena and Justin Turner, didn't really help them that much, and they didn't even make the postseason.
Crazy how bad Arozarena was.
It just underscores how important the trade deadline is. Maybe too important, honestly.
Maybe too important,
because you'd like to think that putting together your team and, you know, the offseason and spring training is the most important thing, but you look at the trade deadline this year, and it felt like that was actually a huge key to every team's success or lack of success, especially in the postseason.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
The rest of the moves yesterday, there was, I think, Daz Cameron was traded for cash considerations.
From the A's. Mike Cameron's son. He's got some potential.
But the rest of this weekend is going to be focused on players who have contract options, who do or do not exercise those options, including with the Padres. The first big one will be Ha-Sung Kim, who we expect to elect free agency, but that has not been officially announced yet. And I believe Monday is the deadline for those players who have contract options or mutual options, as is the case with Ha-Sung Kim. If there's team options, teams also have to make those decisions pretty much at some point this weekend by the Monday deadline. So that's going to be the focus for this first weekend of the offseason, figuring out who's actually a free agent and who's not a free agent going into the offseason.
Yeah, and you know, we talked yesterday after the show about a potential we all remember last year around this time, and it was just kind of the impending waiting for Juan Soto to be traded. We did not know, we had not heard anything about a potential managerial swap last year, so we feel like we've got that part of it locked down, right? Got our manager coming back. He's under contract for one more year. I know he wants to get an extension, and I know they're, you know, AJ said they're talking about that right now, so hopefully that gets done. Niebla remains that kind of one hanging out there that would make me feel just so much better. It would make me feel so much better. It would instantly, if we went out and signed the 35th best pitching, you know, starting pitcher on the free agent market, it would make me go, okay, that bumps him up to 25th in my mind. Ruben gets in, gets his hands dirty, you know, and works with him. He's done such a great job since he's been here. I feel like Ruben is our top priority, and then things will fall into place.
I think about, like, for like 90% of the teams, the pitching coach, like, I can't imagine the fan bases are like waiting with bated breath, like, for an announcement on the pitching coach returning, but it's so important to the Padres.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous or anxious as every passing day goes without hearing anything?
Yes, but that's how I'm wired.
Right.
That's just who I am. So I, in my mind,
like, I would love an announcement this morning.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, you guys know how I operate. Let's get it done. Let's get it done now. What are we waiting for? Give him what he wants and let's move on. I'm a bad negotiator.
I'm not going to be mad if Ruben Niebla, you know, gets hired as a manager somewhere else.
No.
Because you're not going to stand in his way of that promotion.
Sure.
I know what you're going to say.
So the only thing that you really are mad at is another organization coming in and outpaying the Padres to make him their pitching coach.
Correct. Because that's an organization that just hired a manager that he's very close with.
That's really kind of the number two job in a dugout. There's bench coach, but he's a pitching coach, and that's what he's going to be. So I don't think he's looking to be a bench coach. He's a pitching coach. So I just can't see the Padres letting another organization just go so vastly outpay them. We know Ruben wants to be here. Mm-hmm. His family's here. Padres would really have to mess this up, I think, to not have Ruben come back. So I feel fairly confident about it. And they will open the door to a lot of criticism if they do, like, yeah, well, they were willing to offer 5,000 more, and we just weren't willing to go that high on Rubens.
I got you.
I mean, we remember that stunned us when I looked up, and I don't know how accurate it was. Like the AI Google, like the average pitching coach salary is about $78,000 a year. I'm going, all right, when you're your payroll for your roster is in the 200 million section. Let's not let a few thousand bucks stand between you and a guy that we think is this important to the organization.
That's like 50 fans going out and buying a jersey at the team store.
We will go fund the difference.
Right, whatever you need.
I mean, bro, actually, under the table. Nobody even needs to know, all right? Holy cow.
All right, we'll come back. Hour number two of Ben and Woods. Play a little take on Woods. And football is weird. Horrible game last night with maybe the play of the season.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.